breakfast. We're now moving over back, or back over, I should say, to the Clanmaneuth Municipal District. We're joining me on the line now is Fine Gael councillor Tim Durkin to look at the motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Tim, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Hannah, and good morning to your listeners as well.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised, Tim, and your first one to the council is that they write to Meath County Council requesting a start date and timeline as to when the Meath section of the Maynooth Orbital route will commence. Is that something that the council is willing to do?
Yes, so they've agreed to write to Meath County Council. Essentially, we have opened the section from Strathfin Road to Selbridge Road. The section from Selbridge Road to Dublin Road is under construction at the moment and has an 18-month timeline from last November. So essentially we're looking for a timeline from Meath, from the section from the Black Line roundabout all the way around to the back of the schools in Moyglare. We went through a joint local area plan. They zoned land at that stage in the main section in Moygaddy. So we're essentially looking for a timeline. A lot of people are on to me in terms of traffic in Maynooth, so it would have a huge benefit to easing the traffic in Maynooth. And instead of people having to go straight down the Strathfin Road, they could use the orbital route around the town.
All right. Your next question, Tim, to the council is in relation to the Strathfin Road Maynooth at the Glen Royal Hotel. You're asking if the council if they can confirm if there are plans to repair or resurface that road again, as well as the entrances to all of the estates there.
Yeah, so the response to that wasn't as positive, but I do have to meet the area engineer. So essentially the road has degraded where cars are exiting housing estates and just at the entrance to the Glen Royal Hotel. It's a simple thing, so I'm meeting the area engineer in the next couple of days on site to review it.
All right. Your next question to the council, Tim, or motion, I should say, is in relation to Millerstown Kilcock. You've asked that the council request the developer to landscape and properly maintain the roundabout to the entrance of the estate. What's the issue with that roundabout there at the entrance of that estate?
Yeah, so Millerstown is in County Meath, so we're going to be writing to County Meath again. It was never landscaped properly. Essentially, it was a couple of loads of topsoil dumped, and the vegetation just grew over a couple of years. It's quite unkempt. It doesn't look great coming into a town, so it needs to be landscaped, and it needs the maintenance side of things looked after on a regular basis. It's the entrance to Kilcock essentially now from Maynooth, and it doesn't look wonderful. It needs to be maintained properly, and it will be.
And is the council, are they going to act on that, or is it because it's kind of in the border of Meath there, it might be a bit difficult?
It's under the grant of planning permission to the developer that built Millerstown. He is obliged to maintain the estate up until Meath County Council take it in charge. That includes the roundabout and the landscaping on the roundabout. So once he gets or receives a letter, he'll have to act on it.
All right. And will he be receiving a letter soon? Are the council writing that to him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The councillor contacts the developer directly to request him to maintain the roundabout and landscape it as per the grant of planning permission.
All right, Tim. And your final question to the council is in relation to, I suppose, discussions between KCC and the developer of Bonogue Park in Kilcock about the amenity space in the estate.
Yeah, so I've received a lot of complaints from people who have purchased homes in that development. The amenity space is not complete. There's nowhere for their kids to play. So the council are in contact with the developer to bring that forward as quickly as possible. Weather was a factor in the early half of the year when we had constant rain. They couldn't landscape the open areas. They have a couple of footpaths to put in, and once that happens, they'll be landscaping the green areas, and that'll give the children in the estate somewhere to play.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for joining us on the line this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor on the Clanmaneuth Municipal District, Tim Durkin, on those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting.